USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin district attorney says there's satisfaction after a jury found Daryl Brooks Jr. guilty of a deadly parade attack last year.
He now faces imprisonment of 6 consecutive life sentences plus 859 years of confinement.
Susan Opper thanked the community and first responders for everything they did on the day Brooks ran his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, just outside of Milwaukee. Missouri police say the family of a man who killed 2 people at a school this week did all they could to monitor him. That included tracking his mail and removing a gun from the house. Police say the family is cooperating after a 61-year-old physical education teacher and a 15-year-old sophomore died in St. Louis. At a White House briefing Wednesday, senior White House official John Kirby was asked what the United States is doing to increase diesel supply heading into the winter months.
The president has been working very, very hard to make sure that we're not only are we ready for fluctuations that could come, and of course the prices are going down, and we think that's important, but that we are also doing what we can to help our European friends and partners who are also going to be facing a long, cold winter.
Attorneys for former President Trump have agreed to accept the subpoena issued by the Democratic-led January 6th Select Committee. One attorney received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president earlier this week. The former president has until November 4th to provide the documents and has until November 14th to testify. TMZ is now reporting rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis is alive. The entertainment outlet previously reported the 87-year-old Lewis passed away Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Russia's ambassador to the United Kingdom says his country will not use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Andrei Klein making the remark after repeated warnings that Russia may resort to such weapons as its war in Ukraine drags on. He stated, "It's out of the question." A yearly study is highlighting kids' progress at schools.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress, also known as the nation's report card, released grim results this week in the latest sign of the damage school closures wrought on our children. Math scores saw their largest drop on record, and reading scores also fell to their lowest levels since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The tests were administered to nationally representative samples of 4th and 8th graders between January and March of this year. Among students kept home during the 2020-2021 school year, high performers had more frequent access to a computer, a quiet workspace, and extra assistance from their teachers. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A comedy based on the Bad News Bears is in the works at CBS. The single-camera show will be based on the 1976 film of the same name. It'll feature a female lead as a divorced mom coaches a team of misfits in Little League Baseball. There's no word on when the series will debut. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.